you join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the RNIB Dropping MP event at Westminster in the Houses of Parliament, all about the cost of living crisis. And I'm actually joined by the Minister for Disabled People, Tom Persglove. Tom, how have you found this afternoon?
Well, I think it's really valuable to have the opportunity to come and meet with RNIB members and the team that are doing such brilliant work to support blind people and partially sighted people around the country. And I'm always keen to hear the feedback about what more we can do to best support people. We've obviously had a lot of activity in the Department for Work and Pensions in recent weeks and months with our announcements about the white paper reforms and trying to support more disabled people into work, unlocking that potential and all the opportunity that comes with that. But on cost of living too, we're really keen to be responsive to the needs that exist. There's obviously a very comprehensive package of support, but making sure that we always keep that under review and that we're targeting that in the right way and helping to support those who need it most is a really important part of our work. So to hear more about that firsthand has been really helpful for me.
And as Minister for Disabled People, I mean, do you think there will be things like this social energy tariff coming in and improvements to the sort of, I suppose, speediness of access to work and issues around transport for blind and partially sighted people? Do you think things will improve around those areas?
So I think we've got some really important work in the pipeline. And obviously the energy price guarantee is key to all of that, helping to insulate people from some of these really high energy costs that they've experienced, particularly as a result of the situation in Ukraine and all of the consequences of that. But things like access to work are really high on my agenda. I think it's a brilliant scheme that undoubtedly helps to unlock employment opportunities, but we can do better. We've got to bring those wait times down for people who are waiting, in some circumstances, unacceptable lengths of time for awards. I don't want there to be any barriers whatsoever to people being able to enter the workplace or to be able to retain a role. And so as part of the wider reform that we're introducing, it's really important that we get that package right too. And there's a few steps that we've already taken based on the feedback we've had. For example, putting additional resources into processing applications to try and get through them more quickly. Some easings around the way that we go about things to streamline the process in terms of evidence that people have to produce and the timeliness within which we can make payment. But I'm really not complacent on this. There's undoubtedly more to do. And actually, the opportunity of today has been really helpful to understand what some of those challenges are for particular conditions and particular disabilities so that we can take that away and try and be responsive to it. And I've already helped to facilitate some conversations with the charity that are already happening with officials. And that will help to inform some of the future steps that we take to try and improve access to work more generally.
Do you think blind and partially sighted people will see a change in access to work in maybe the next 6 months or so?
So I think we need to be really responsive to people's particular needs and their particular circumstances. And it is a flagship scheme. It is one that people talk about regularly to me when I go out and about on my visits, about the difference that it makes to help open up employment opportunities for people. And that is a great thing. And with the ambitious reforms that we're seeking to structurally introduce to get rid of that work disincentive, we've got to make sure that there's no barriers to people getting into the workplace. And I think making sure that access to work is as efficient as possible, that we make it as easy as possible for people to be able to access that help and support, can only be the right thing to do. So we're seeing some of the early improvements come into fruition anecdotally. There's not a huge amount of evidence or data around this at the moment, but anecdotally, officials are telling me that those improvements are beginning to make a difference in terms of their ability to be able to support people. So I think that's really welcome. But I am expecting more options about where we could perhaps go further and what more we can do. So we'll say more about that when we're able to.
And it's also great to have other MPs come to this event today and to experience and find out what the issues are. And from talking to a number of MPs, it's very interesting. Some are very well informed and then some aren't. But some who are well informed actually thought, oh, I actually didn't realise the cost of this and everything else. So I think these events are so good.
I think that these events are really valuable, actually, in bringing parliamentarians from across the House together in one place to learn more about issues and concerns and about particular disabilities or health conditions. And so I really welcome this afternoon. And it speaks also to some of the work we're keen to do working across government. So the Disability Action Plan, issues like access refusals and completely unacceptable access refusals that we see is something that we're looking at as part of the Disability Action Plan, where what we're doing is coming together, looking at issues that affect disabled people and disabled people's lives. Where can we make meaningful, tangible improvement over the course of the next 12 to 18 months? And I hope that that's a piece of work that politicians across Parliament will want to rally round and support. And so anything we can do to try and increase awareness about the sorts of challenges we might consider as part of that could only be a good thing and a really helpful thing, because I'm really very willing and very up for hearing from people about their experiences, hearing about improvements that they think we ought to be making, and then looking at whether we can perhaps deliver that through the Disability Action Plan.
Well, I hope to hopefully get you back on RNIB Connect Radio with some news about some of those improvements.
Lots of opportunity, and really look forward to it. And thanks for taking the time to chat this afternoon.
Thank you very much indeed, Tom, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely. Thanks very much indeed.